This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The Reverend Dr. Casamari Hintika is a senior member of the Lutheran World Federation and Assistant General Secretary for Ecumenical Relations, and she's been attending a meeting in Rome this week with secretaries of the Christian World Communions, an international ecumenical organization. Delegates attending the conference were received in audience by Pope Francis just before his general audience on Wednesday. Dr. Hintika told me that these types of conferences take place on a regular basis, and all the different Christian denominations taking part, that include Catholics and Orthodox Christians, share a longer-term vision of unity, and all of them were committed to that ultimate goal.
Well, actually, this meeting, which is a regular annual gathering of the general secretaries and ecumenical officers of the Christian World Communions, doesn't that traditionally have main topics for a meeting that would have been defined beforehand. But the main purpose of these meetings is to see together where we are in our respective communions and then identify some of the topics that we should concentrate or bring up to our joint discussions specifically on that time.
How difficult is it for this kind of group to bring together the different and often contrasting visions of Orthodox, Catholics and Protestants like yourselves?
Well, since the Orthodox, Lutherans and Catholics meet on a regular basis outside this group in our bilateral dialogue processes, I don't think it's very difficult to meet together in this kind of multilateral forum that we have here during these days. It's particularly good and enriching experience because we all share the longer or wider vision of unity that we're all committed to. So actually I think it's more kind of encouraging experience for all of us than very difficult experience.
In his remarks with a group of Lutheran pilgrims, Pope Francis spoke out very strongly against Protestantism, calling it the strongest poison in the ecumenical journey. What's your reaction to remarks like this, particularly coming after what he said in Georgia, where he also spoke out against Protestantism, in this case, of course, concerning Orthodox Christians?
Well, this is one of the issues that we have been touching upon in the meetings of Christian World Communions for various times. I would nothing but agree with the Pope as a Lutheran, as an ecumenist, and I think there is also a shared understanding on that within the Christian World Communions leadership. It's an issue that hasn't been always clear for all of us, but I can see that we are moving towards a stronger and stronger commitment to acknowledge each other's traditions, whether they have historical roots in that region and soil or whether they are kind of more newcomers. But the appreciation of the diversity of Christian traditions and understanding the members of each of our Christian traditions as Christians.
And I was speaking there to the Reverend Dr. Casamari Hintika.